because I do want to get my yoga in, because I want to see whether I can lose weight by it. Can I look younger by doing yoga? Will it help me mentally? Those are some of the questions I'll be asking very, very shortly. Of course, if you have any questions to ask about yoga, you can actually give us a ring on 0345 900 5949. We've got Girish Patel coming up in the studio very shortly. He teaches yoga. He does all sorts of things, music as well, and these are special lunches that are good for you. We've talked to him about and the Indian head massage. We've done all of that with him in the past. Also, I'll be talking to Mita Shah about what about this, our Prime Minister of India? Narendra Modi, he's been taking part in this yoga day, International Yoga Day, the first time this has actually taken place. And but some people are criticising him, saying that he's promoting Hinduism. What do you think? 0345 900 5949. And, just give us a ring if you can. Also, then, we might as well, let's talk to Girish now. Let's just get Girish on now, because we're waiting for Mita Shah to talk about that. Girish, good evening and welcome to the programme.
Hello, Manny. Nice to see you again.
Yeah. Girish, one of the things that I want to find out is, because you've been doing yoga for many years, can it help me lose weight?
Yes. The thing with yoga is it doesn't work like medical science in that if you take this pill, it will do that for you. If you do this, it will do that for you. Even postures-wise, it doesn't work like that. How it works is that you do a combination. You have to take yoga as a whole system. And when you follow it as a whole system, which means using your body, breath, mind, emotions, the spirituality, when you embrace everything, then what it helps is to do is to get return to a balance.
Okay, well, look, Girish, we'll talk to you very, very shortly, and you're going to actually show us a few positions, aren't you? I'm going to have a go at that as well. And so is Kevin Philemon, who does the African Caribbean show after me, and Anisha Indavala, who's one of our reporters. But before we do that, let's just talk about this other story, that thousands of people have taken part in a mass yoga program in the Indian capital, Delhi, to mark the first International Yoga Day. The day, which is being billed as one to promote harmony and peace, is being celebrated around the world. But the day has raised a few controversies. The Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, lobbied the United Nations to declare 21st of June International Yoga Day. But some say he's pushing a Hindu agenda. Well, joining me now to talk health, happiness and wholeness is meditation and yoga teacher Mita Shah. Mita, good evening and welcome to the programme.
Good evening.
Now, today, of course, is International Yoga Day. The first time this global day has taken place, events are being, taking place in 251 cities in six continents. So what are your thoughts on this new day, then?
Oh, I think it's really come at an absolute crucial time, and it's going to help spreading the profoundness of yoga, which is really significant. Because, today we have tools of science and technology which are enough to break this world, but it's very important to have an inner sense and an awareness of life, and so that we experience every being as part of ourselves, because otherwise our pursuit of well-being, by looking for well-being upwards, by looking for it outwards, we're just going to destroy everything. And this International Yoga Day is spreading this message, and if a certain population in the world experiences this, then definitely the quality of the world is going to change, and that's the purpose. And particularly the leaders, because they're the one who influence the rest of us. And so this declaration of this Yoga Day is a really significant step in this direction, and it can have a ripple effect across the whole earth.
I mean, obviously some people have accused Prime Minister Modi of pushing Hinduism. What do you think?
Oh, no. What religion you belong to has absolutely nothing to do with our ability to make use of these yogic systems, because it's a technology, and it doesn't matter what you believe in or what you don't believe in, because that's a psychological process. It's got nothing to do with making use of yoga.
But and originally, having said that, Mita, wasn't it not a Hindu sort of
I think it's got labelled as Hindu because it grew in that culture, but yoga is Hindu just the way gravity is Christian. Just because the law of gravity was propounded by Isaac Newton, who lived in a Christian culture, does that make gravity Christian? And also, we must remember that yoga came way before. It predates all religion. So even before human beings started thinking about forming religious groups, the idea that a human being can evolve themselves, you know, came from the Adi Yogi, in fact, 15,000 years ago. And it means union. It can only unite people. It's both a philosophy and a science. So it's for people of every faith or no faith.
Of course, I take your point about the gravity and so on, but what about the music when you go to any yoga classes? Some of the music in the background is all very Hindu-oriented, isn't
well,
it?
They say,
and all that.
Yeah, but remember, it's grown up in that culture. So it's more a cultural thing, not a religious thing. And when you, are you specifically talking about chanting and things like that?
Yeah,
chanting. Now, that doesn't have any religious connotation at all because it is the science of sound. Reverberations of sound is, you know, where the universe is created from. And if we chant a particular sound and if it brings us back to balance, then, you know, why do we need proof of it? But in fact, the University of Southampton are doing some research on the effect of some of the yoga sounds on health.
What about the yoga coming into the UK then? What's the history of it? What's the background?
I think, not sure directly in the UK, but in the West, the first Hindu teacher was Swami Vivekananda, who toured Europe and the US in the 1890s. And the modern scientific study of yoga began, I think, in the late 19th century, but in the early, in the 1930s and 1940s, I think that's when yoga really began to gain more public acceptance because of the celebrities endorsing it. And in the 1950s, the United States saw, you know, another period of paranoia where they were against yoga. So it was sort of up and down, but lately in the 1980s was when it really, really picked up, because of teachers like BKS Iyengar and Swami Sachidananda and the Kundalini Yoga by Yogi Bhajan. So all of them traveling out from India and really bringing that.
But it is becoming very popular, isn't it? It's a multi-billion dollar industry. A class is about £7 a session. So it is making money.
Yes, it is making money, but really it's the benefits of yoga. In the West, though, I don't know how authentically it's taught, because you hear about boxing yoga and hot yoga and all these other yogas, and are they really yoga or are they just exercise forms? Because a lot of people, when you say the word yoga to them, they just think it's about twisting your body and standing upside down. And, you know, they talk about postures, but postures sort of roughly came into being roughly about 1,000 years ago. Hatha yoga was developed, where it emphasized working with the body as a vehicle through which awakening can occur. And so, you know, by definition, yoga means that which takes you onto a higher dimension and onto or a higher perception of life. So it has to evolve. It has to involve the body, the mind, and our innermost core and the energy.
Okay, Meeta. Yeah. Well, I've got people gathered here listening to you. I've got Kevin Philemon, who does the African Caribbean show after me. I've got one of the reporters, Anisha Indivala. I've got Girish Patel here. He teaches yoga as well.
Okay.
To some of the locals. So is there anything you can actually tell us on the radio? I know it's difficult, on the radio. Something that's going to be calming for us.
Yes. Well, let's go back to what yoga means. So yoga means a union of all polarities within you, masculine, feminine, yin and yang, individual, universal, right brain and left brain, or whatever else you may want to call this. And to achieve this union, the simplest form is the yoga of namaskar. It's putting two hands together in alignment with each other at the level of your heart. And it will bring a certain harmony between the polarities within. And this in turn brings a sense of being united with whoever or whatever the namaskar is aimed at. So, do you want to do some now?
Yes, they've got the, they're all standing there now with their hands together.
So if they place their hands together, the dualities of your likes and dislikes, your cravings and aversions are leveled out. And there's a certain oneness to the experience of who you are. So for a few minutes every day, if you put your hands together in namaskar and you look upon someone or something that means, you know, that means something to you. Maybe the sun, the moon, the clouds, the trees, the rock, your partner, child, mother, father, or even a picture that matters to you. And you just look at them, something with the highest level of emotion that you can generate, with an attitude of loving attention, and you just hold it for 3 to 5 minutes, and your life will be on a transformational mode.
Nita, on that note, we'll carry on, but thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
Okay. Bye-bye. Right, let's carry on. Girish, you can take over as well. So, Girish, you've been listening to that. So what do you think? Is that a calming thing to do?
It's certainly a calming thing to do. And I must say that the way Mita just spoke and how she's described the origin and how it spread, I can't actually add any more to that. She's done a brilliant job on that.
Right, so what else can we do? Come on, Kevin, Anisha, are we trying this? Let's try this. So she was saying, Mita was saying, putting your hands together like an Indian person often does, and then just focusing on something, a picture, or is that what they're saying, Kevin?
Well, actually, you know, bringing the palms together like that is a gesture of unification and balance. And as Mita said, you know, yoga means yoking, which means bringing all the polarities into balance. And from here, we could actually go into a movement. You know, the movement.
Yeah, they can separate.
They separate, yeah. And from here, you know, beginning with feet together, we can go into what I call a flowing tree movement, where